Okay. All right, hold on.
This is important. Rico's back from vacation. The drop tournament is over. The Big Ten media poll was released. And now we get to juxtapose the media's opinion versus Rico Beard's opinion on the new, revamped, It Makes No Sense Big Ten. David, the fashion glasses are on. You look like Von Miller. Let's get after it. Music, please. Now, before David begins, how much of this do you have committed to memory? Don't lie.
I don't have that much. I saw it.
Okay.
But then, I don't have that much committed to memory.
Then I think, David, you should allow him to guess. And then I want to know where Rico's going to have him ranked versus reality. Fair? Start at the bottom. Who's the dog water of the conference at 18? Go.
I think it's either Indiana or Purdue.
It is Purdue.
They both are horrible.
Yeah, it is Purdue and Indiana 17. So right there.
Now, my question is, with Indiana having a new coach and Kurt Cignetti, okay, I kind of get it. How could Purdue go backwards?
Because they kind of gutted the team, and he realized after last year, I don't have it, so I got to start all over again. I got to hit the reset button. And if you're going to hit the reset, you got to do it early enough that you can at least salvage your job. Because if you just act like everything is okay, that's how you end up getting fired midseason.
All right, David, go ahead.
So you've seen it, so you know where Michigan State
is.
Yeah,
they're 16.
They are Explain 16. It.
Mike, they had a bunch of people leave the team. Their coach left. They weren't that They did not finish the year off well.
You sound like a bar owner on Bar Rescue. I don't embrace excuses. I embrace solutions.
Okay, did he not just say explain it?
I don't like your explanation.
Okay, then don't ask me questions.
Who's 15th?
Don't worry about it. I'm not done yet. So, yeah, they're bringing in over 40 new people with a brand new coach.
Wow.
That's what.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was on. That's my bad.
So who's better than Michigan State at 15?
Orchard Lake St. Mary. Go ahead.
They just got three of their recruits. Be Northwestern?
15 would be UCLA, 14 Northwestern. So not far off there.
Yeah, see, I don't think UCLA, especially after their coach today, I don't see how they're going to take a step forward. Chip Kelly left. They're starting all over. All new offense. We'll see how that goes.
13th.
Minnesota?
Illinois is 13th.
Oh.
Minnesota is 12th.
The Fighting Belemas.
So my question, I'll give the same question to you that I gave Mike when I revealed this. Since Illinois, Northwestern, and Indiana and Purdue, so bad in the Big Ten, can we just get rid of Illinois, the state of Illinois, and the state of Indiana?
I think it's interesting as you go to, for the rankings,
yeah,
how the teams who were falsely insulated by being in the West,
yep,
no longer have this benefit. You're seeing a common theme here.
Yeah. All you had to do was just really beat Iowa and you're in. No, you can't get rid of them, David, only because they're good basketball teams. And that's
I'm focused on football only. Okay. Let's go to number 11.
You know what? Is something wrong over there?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Go ahead, David.
Who do you have at number 11? Or do you think it's number 11?
I like turtles.
Washington? Oh. Okay.
It is Maryland with Washington at 10.
Now, hold on. Let's all listen intently as Rico tells us that this is the year Maryland does it right.
Texas is back. No.
They won the Big 12. They went to the playoffs.
No. Maryland's year was last year.
Does your guy get fired this year? That fraud Loxley?
It's funny because he's on the list of first coaches to get fired.
Yes. I hate him. I don't know why. He might be a nice...
I had to.
I mean, yeah, David, you know, I think he's one of those guys that's going to be better off as a coordinator rather than a head coach. He can recruit. He just can't get his talent to win games. And that's the problem. Maryland has talent. They're just awful. They just find ways to lose.
I also don't like his Matt Patricia wardrobe.
Really?
Who's a 10?
He always looks like he just finished like cooking some ribs or something. He's got the towel around him.
He's wearing a muumuu. It's ridiculous.
It's who's called 10? An apron.
Who's 10?
Washington. 10 was Washington.
Now, what do you make of Washington coming? Because one's talking about them coming to the Big Ten.
I think that Washington, to me, is ranked way too high. I think that Washington is going to be one of the teams at the bottom because kind of like MSU, they got gutted. The coach left. All your star players are gone. And you're going to see almost like that Washington from 2020 that walked into Ann Arbor and just got destroyed. I think that's more of what you're going to see Jed Fish and the Huskies.
Number nine.
Ooh, number nine. Nebraska?
Number nine is Rutgers. Number eight is Nebraska. So you're always one off there, yeah. Rutgers, nine.
Really?
It's probably just based on the defense, because it sure as hell can't be because of Alessandro Anathapapadopoulos, or the kid from Minnesota. He sucks.
Right. I don't see Rutgers that high. I think Rutgers should be down in the bottom five.
Everybody can't be down in the bottom five.
You remember when I used to do the Big Ten power rankings and it just got to the point where it was spin the wheel?
Those were blessed days.
That's all it was. Nebraska.
This is the year and you know it.
No, they're banking a lot on
Raiola.
Raiola. And coming in and being that instant starter.
Can they win 8 games?
From day one, they can.
Okay.
Because their schedule is the easiest schedule in college football. Point blank. I mean, in the over-under, if it's like 7.5, take the over, and you may be cashing in your ticket in week 8.
This is the year.
No, this ain't the year. This is the year that they almost...
The schedule helps it make...
Right. Yeah. They're almost too bad to fail.
It's
too good to fail.
Number 7.
USC?
Wisconsin is number 7. Number 6 is USC.
I'm fascinated by Wisconsin. It's year 2 of the air raid. Obviously, you won't have a 300-pound running back again. Fickell is a good football coach. You just don't hear a lot about them. I'm interested to watch them.
Yeah, because when you think Wisconsin, you just think, methodical, slow runner. I mean, offensive line, they're just ground and pound, but he's trying to change the culture. Now, the thing is, Mike, if it doesn't work this year, they're going to ask for him to leave because programs don't like change if the change doesn't work. Like, I remember when Rich Rod came to Michigan, he was like, I'm going to do all of this. We're losing. Get rid of him. He's a bum. Go back to the way things were. And Wisconsin, we all know, is all about, running the ball. It was USC.
USC 6, yeah.
That's just hype right there.
Their defense is terminal, Rico.
Okay, it was bad? Yes. I feel like you. I was being a loser. I watched their spring game. You know what happened?
Wow, God.
You know what the first three possessions were? Interceptions. So I don't know if the offense was that bad or the defense was that good.
Who's the quarterback?
It literally was first play, interception. Oh, it goes to the maroon team or the red team. Another interception. Oh, back to the gold team. Another interception.
Who the hell's the quarterback? It's got to be a 5-star kid, right?
I believe it is. I just can't remember his name right
now. All right. I don't care. I got a homework to do before I start cash ticket.
So then your top five?
Top four or five?
Top five.
Penn State?
They're 3.
I'm so sick of them.
Michigan?
They're 4.
Can I ask a question about U of M?
Iowa. Iowa's 5th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How? Oh, because they got a new coordinator. Tim Lester's going to come in there. And you know what, Mike? You know what he's going to run?
The
touchdown play.
Right. Sure. Can I ask a question about Michigan?
Sure.
Serious question.
Who's their quarterback?
No. Do at the end of the day, will they have one of the top 8 quarterbacks in the conference?
It's funny you say that. I don't know because I do think that when I look at the Alex Orji experiment, it kind of has a Joe Milton feel to me, whereas everybody thought Joe Milton was going to be that guy. He was going to just come in there, and it failed miserably and early on. And if you had to switch over to Tuttle, or I forgot whoever the redshirt freshman is, once you get to playing that quarterback carousel game, now it's everybody's looking over their shoulder, and no one's confident in the job. So that's going to be Sharon Moore's biggest thing right there is, do you just turn around and hand the ball off to Donovan and just kind of almost just a
– But didn't they lose their entire O-line?
They're Michigan. They reload.
No.
I'm not trying to be funny. They kind of went out and got a lot of good transfers, offensive linemen.
That's fine. Bottom line is that was one of the best Big Ten offensive groups we've seen in a decade. I don't, pardon me, I'm not doing radio on the Michigan golf course today. I just don't believe you just flip a switch.
Well, and I'll say this, and David, I'm saying something good about your team, and the fact that Sharon Moore is an offensive line coach, that's where his focus is going to be to make sure that that goes well.
I'm just hoping for more F-bombs in interviews and tears.
Well,
I want the tears. I'll take that.
Bet. Penn State. Yeah, don't know, I guess, because they got a returning quarterback.
Correct.
Who cares? He doesn't throw the ball 3 yards, and James Franklin's a clown.
And what, two is Oregon?
Yep.
One is Ohio State?
Yeah.
I probably would swap those two.
I love Oregon.
I would put Oregon one. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, they're not ready for the Big Ten. I'm like, I don't know if the Big Ten's ready for Oregon.
Yeah, again, they've built like an SEC team. They're all about the O-line and D-line. They have an established QB. I haven't seen Ohio State's quarterback. Look,
Ohio State is just like Michigan, in all fairness.
But Will Howard's better than what Michigan has.
Right, but the thing is, if you're going to do the quarterback carousel, that means that when you go out there and throw an incomplete pass or you throw an interception, you're looking over to the sideline, you don't have the confidence of knowing, this is my job, I just had a bad throw, everything's going to be okay.
Interesting note, saw a couple mock drafts that have Will Howard as a first-round pick. Do what you want.
Would they write it in crayon?
Do what you want with it.
Doesn't make sense to me, but that is your College Football Blitz.